Hi, I'm Daniel.
And I'm Jorge.
And we're here to tell you about our podcast, Daniel and Jorge
Explain the Universe.
That's us.
Listen and follow on the iHeartRadio app or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, Bulldog fans, Brett Bakita here again for this week's edition of the Ferris State Coach's Corner podcast. And my guest, hard to believe already, it's set to tip off. Men's basketball head coach Andy Bronkema getting set for his seventh season. Coach, I couldn't believe when I looked at the schedule. You guys starting with exhibition play this weekend already?
Yeah, we're starting already. We have 4 days of practice, and then we're right into games. And NCAA has restructured the preseason to give us a few more hours with the team. So it does feel like we're ready, and you know, exhibition's right around the corner.
Before I get into all that, though, I've got to go back to something that happened this summer. Now, what I love about you, Coach, as you know, is you're not afraid to do or try anything or get out there. You're a people person. But harness racing, back in July in Mecosta County, and you won the celebrity event. Where is this in your portfolio?
Well, it's right at the top. You know, I've strongly considered, you know, switching careers and going pro, turning pro. I've had several offers to do so, but right now I've turned them down.
You kind of have the build of a jockey. I could see that.
Oh, yeah. They like 250-pound jockeys. They love them. And so do the horses. But no, the celebrity harness races are something that Big Rapids has done for a number of years, and it's a great event. It's a real community event, and they roped me into it. Athletics usually has a rider, and it was kind of my year to ride, and it's fairly scary, 35 miles an hour and around the track. And honestly, I had just had a great horse. The horse won the race, and I was just along for the ride. But you know, if I'm really telling the story good, it was about my hard work and dedication.
Well, I say that, Coach, because you've been great in that role. You certainly appreciate the opportunity. You play down at Cornerstone, but you're from the McBain area, which isn't far from Big Rapids. And that's something that's important, I think, to you and your wife and your family, isn't it? Is you guys are right there in Big Rapids, and you want to be a part of that community. It's fun to do as Ferris State, but also as Mecosta County in the Big Rapids area.
Well, it feels like home, and we've made it home. We've been here a long time, and it's a great place to raise a family, and it's close to extended family and immediate family. So you make the big time where you're at, and that's all we've tried to do since I've been here, and I am very thankful for the opportunity to be the head coach here. Kind of a wild story how that came to be, and you know, I don't forget that story. So going into our seventh year as a head coach here, and very thankful to represent the university in that role.
Coach, let's talk about the newcomers and the recruiting class first, but I must mention 5 straight 20-win seasons. Congrats to you and your staff. You guys were 20-12 a year ago, second place in the GLIAC North, but you have some seniors to replace every year. You had some experienced groups the last couple years, and now you welcome in 3 transfers, also a freshman into this recruiting class. But talk about them, the roles they're going to fill, and then this year's squad in general.
Yeah, well, excited about this year's team. Last year's team, we gave it everything we had. Came up short in a couple of our season goals. You know, no regrets. We did what we could. We're just getting chased a little bit. You know, the GLIAC is a great league, and teams are stepping up, and we have incredible coaches and teams in this league. So it's real fun on a night-in, night-out basis to compete. And I think we've reloaded, happy with the team. Like you said, we have 3 transfers. You know, I see them contributing right away, maybe redshirting 1, maybe 2. I mean, we like the redshirt here, give guys an extra year in the system. And we actually have 4 freshmen, and a couple of those freshmen have a chance to contribute right away, so which is not that common in our system, just because, like you said, we graduate seniors every year, but you like to stay old. You want the next group of upperclassmen to come through ready to perform, and that's been one of our philosophies over the years. So we got that. We have 3 great senior leaders, a big junior class now, you know, inserting some transfers, and then the younger guys are filling out the roster in the depth, so I'm excited.
3 exhibition games coming up this Saturday night, 7 o'clock, right there at home. Muskegon Community College comes in. Then you have your annual alumni game Sunday at 3 o'clock for those people who want to check out the Bulldogs. And then next Tuesday, Calvin of the D3 ranks in Grand Rapids area will come up, and they'll take you guys on at 7 o'clock. Before you go out to the D2 Tip-Off Classic, which is an invite only, Anaheim, California, how proud are you to take that program to that level where you and I were talking off the air? I mean, this is what, 3 consecutive seasons you guys have been able to kind of kick off with a tournament, which is special. It's an exemption to start your season.
Well, yeah, I mean, first for the exhibitions, I mean, we've got those three exhibitions in 4 days, kind of mimicking, you know, if we were to make the NCAA regional again in that format and that time frame. So we've got that in the mix. And then Muskegon Community College, really good friends with Coach Booth and history there. My brother used to be an assistant there under Dave Schlump, and Coach Schlump is now, you know, an assistant with me. So there's a lot of history there. Plus they got some good players, so we'll be able to get a firsthand look at them. And then playing the alumni, been doing my fair share of trash talking, trying to get them motivated to maybe play a little defense, because we're in shape. And it's funny how those guys get out of shape immediately, but we're bringing back a talented group, and they should be able to hang, you know, compete with us. I'd like some adversity to hit in that game and see if they couldn't maybe try to knock us off for once. And then getting back to play, you know, to play Kelvin, got an axe grind there with one of my closest basketball friends and Coach Saul, who gave me the opportunity at Ferris, and finally he's out of our league, which I'm very relieved about. But we were undefeated in the conference tournament as a staff until he upset us last year at home. So hopefully we can get him back. It won't be Northern Michigan this time, but it will be Kelvin. So, but he'll have the guys ready. Great coach, and we won't be taking them lightly for sure. But hopefully we can get back on top so we can have those bragging rights when we get together, and then turn around and head right out to California and to play 3 games in 3 days, hoping that our depth and our rotation helps us in those 3 games. But, you know, to be able to play in the small college basketball tip-off classic 2 years in a row and then to play out in Anaheim for the D2 tip-off classic, it's a great thing for our program. And I always say this, our guys deserve it. You know, they work hard. They represent our university. They deserve opportunities like this, experiences like this, and we work hard to provide them for them.
Men's head basketball coach Andy Bronkma, beginning his seventh season with the Bulldogs, joining us here in the Ferris State Coaches Corner podcast. Coach, before we wrap things up, just give us some names for the fans out there that are going to come and watch you guys play, they should be excited about, that are going to be kind of your leaders, your starters this year for the Bulldogs.
Any of the returners, you know, the Big Rapids literally adopts the sports teams here, so they have relationships with our players, and there's fan favorites, and they'll, you know, be interested to see the returners again and connect with them. But Dang Rang is a freshman. He's got loads of talent, and he's a high flyer. So the fact that he's going to play above the rim is going to be exciting for people. We got Jeremiah Washington as a freshman, who is also above the rim player at 5'8". So, you know, at least in layup lines, come early and watch our team. We'll be an all layup line team. A couple 6'10" freshmen, and then the transfers who have a little bit more experience. So Walt Kelser is also a name that comes to mind. Just junior college All American, you know, redshirted for us last year. So really, with our team though, it's just who is it going to be on a particular night. That's how we structure it, and that's how we sell it to our guys. So we're hoping that they're excited to see everybody and basically come to the game and excited to see who steps up that night and who has a big game for the Dogs.
Get a sneak peek Saturday night, 7 o'clock, Muskegon Community College. If you missed that one, Sunday, 3 o'clock, always fun when the alumni come back for the alumni game. And then next Tuesday, Calvin comes in, their final exhibition game before they head out to Anaheim, and that will be 7 o'clock. The season, of course, tipping off November 1st, Friday, at the D2 Tip-Off Classic. Coach, always good to catch up. Good luck on the season, and thanks for joining us here in the Ferris State Coaches Corner podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Brett.